Good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of July 31st. Thanks to Steve Suman for preparing this report for us. Looks like a pretty good week weather-wise. We've got highs in the 70s, maybe low 80s, mostly sunny. So let's get outside and enjoy it. The Hayward Lakes chapter of Muskies, Inc. will host its free Kids Fishing Day Sunday, August 6th from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. It's at Black Iron Grill on Highway 77. Experienced anglers will guide 8 to 16-year-old anglers on the Tiger Cat Flowage from 9 a.m. to noon, finishing the day with a shore lunch and prize distribution. There are still some openings remaining. Participation requires pre-registration at Hayward Bait and Bottle. You need a parent or guardian present to sign the form. If you'd like to volunteer as a guide or help with the shore lunch and prize distribution, give Mike Person a call at 715-634-4543. If you'd like more information on the event, call Hayward Bait and Bottle at 715-634-2921. The fishing right now is generally good, but a few species are acting a bit temperamental. But you're not going to catch them from the couch, so get down to your bait shop, get some tips, get out there. Musky fishing is consistent and good. Action has slowed somewhat during the hot temperatures. Give them a break when water temperatures warm up. Delay your fishing until cooler times. If you catch a fish, minimize the time you have it out of the water, if at all. Look for fish on shallow weeds, weed flats, wood, rock, and structure, and on bait fish concentrations in 8 to 18 feet of depth. Small live bait, glide baits, bucktail, spinner baits, and topwaters are all catching muskies. Walleye fishing is fair. Most of them are scattered deep in summer patterns. They can be difficult to find. Plenty of natural food is competing with what you're throwing out there. Baits of choice include leeches, crawlers, and walleye suckers with presentations on jigs, harnesses, and slip bobbers all working. Trolled crankbaits and stickbaits also work well. Trolling is a good method for locating walleye. Northern pike action is fair to good. Smaller pike are good for action fishing around shallow weeds, weed flats, weedy shorelines, and panfish and baitfish. The bigger pike are on deeper structure and ledges in 12 to more than 20 feet, adjacent to the shallow water where food sources are. Northern suckers and minnows, spinners, spinnerbaits, spoons, swimbaits, crankbaits, jerkbaits, and plastics are all effective on pike. Go deeper with bigger baits for the trophy pike. Largemouth bass fishing is good to very good. Anglers are finding fish in shallow weeds, woods, slop, lily pads, and along sandy shorelines. Some fish are around deeper weeds and other structure. Crawlers, minnows, and leeches, spinnerbaits, plastics on drop shot rigs, and topwaters, such as buzzbaits, whopper ploppers, and frogs, are all producing largemouth. Smallmouth bass fishing is good to very good as well. You'll find them on deep weeds, rock points, and hard to soft bottom transition areas in 10 to 25 feet of depth, depending on the lake. Most productive baits include plastics on drop shot rigs, Ned and Texas rigs, deep crank baits, leeches, and sucker minnows. Crappie action is good once you find them. They are in and around cabbage, suspending over deep basins, or tight to deep weeds, wood, cribs, and other structure. In the evening, crappies move higher in the water column to feed. Try the bogs at that time. Crappie minnows and plastics on small jigs fished under slip bobbers and beetle spins are all working well. Bluegill fishing is very good for smaller fish around shallow weeds and structure, and good for larger fish around deep weeds and wood. Some of them are running with the crappies. Best baits include leaf worms, crawler chunks, small plastics, and gulp baits fished on small jigs and plain hooks under bobbers. All right, a few events coming up for you. We got full moon on August 1st. That's tonight. Today, August 1st, is also your application deadline for bobcat and fisher permits. Jack Pine Savage Days is coming up August 4th and 5th at Railroad Park Pavilion in Spooner. For more information, call 715-635-2168. Your application deadline for bear and spring turkey permits is August 10th. The Sawyer County Fair is coming up August 17th through the 22nd. You can get more information about the fair by calling 715-699-2022. The Sealy Lions Pre-Fat Bike Race is August 19th from 9 a.m. to noon. Hayward Bass Club's holding a free youth bass tourney at the Landing Resort on August 20th from noon to 4. For more information or to sign up, text 405-227-1789. The Hayward Bass Club is holding their Tom Turner High School Benefit Tourney on the Tiger Cat Chain on August 27th. Headquarters will be the Black Iron Grill. The event goes from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you want any more information, text 405-227-1789. We got another blue moon coming up August 30th. And the Hayward Lakes chapter of Muskies, Inc. is holding their meeting at the Flat Creek Lodge on September 5th at 7 p.m. To find out more about that, call 715-634-4543. If you want to know anything else about what's going on in our area, you can find it on haywardlakes.com. You just click events. Also available at haywardareachamber.com. If you have a question, give us a call down at the office. The chamber number is 715-634-8662. And the Hayward Lakes line is 715-634-4801. I hope you get out and do something fun on this glorious day. I'm going to be out getting a load of firewood, but that's just a different kind of fun. Have a good week.